From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, deadly blast at a Pakistani mosque. Pakistani authorities say at least 58 were killed and more than 50 others wounded. It was a powerful bomb blast at a minority Shiite mosque in Sindh province. It happened during Friday prayers. Jindallah, a splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban, claim responsibility for the attack, the latest in a rising tide of sectarian violence in Pakistan. U.S. military says a coalition airstrike killed an Islamic State chemical weapons expert last week near the Iraqi city of Mosul. That came hours after Iraqi Kurdish forces withstood and repelled a major attack by Islamic State fighters in Kirkuk province. Edward Uranian reports.
Kurdish Peshmerga fighters exchanged volleys of automatic rifle fire with Islamic State militants Friday south of the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. The surprise Islamic State attack bore witness to the group's resilience despite a series of setbacks in both Iraq and Syria. Islamic State militants also detonated a car bomb inside Kirkuk in a failed attempt to break into a prison by breaching the walls of the city's police headquarters. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. prosecutors have charged a third American citizen connection with last week's attempted coup in Gambia. The Justice Department Friday said a 41-year-old U.S. resident with Gambian citizenship is charged with conspiring to invade a friendly country. On Thursday, another U.S. citizen pleaded guilty to charges related to the attempted overthrow of President Jammeh's government. This is VOA News. African Union called Friday for a regional five-nation force of 7,500 troops to defeat what they call the horrendous rise of Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militants. The call for collective action came as leaders of the 54-member bloc opened their two-day annual summit in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa. AU leaders also discussing the economic recovery of countries affected by the Ebola outbreak. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke to the assembled leaders.
We are seeing clear signs of progress. I urge the international community to commit more resources at this critical time. This outbreak shows the risk that fragile health system pose for our interconnected world.
Worst outbreak of Ebola in history has seen nearly 9,000 deaths in a year, almost all of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Fierce fighting continued Friday in a strategic town in eastern Ukraine as a new round of peace talks between Kiev and Russia-backed separatists failed to materialize. Ukrainian authorities say seven civilians were killed Friday by rebels shelling in the government-held town of Debaltseve, a rail junction that connects two rebel centers. Witnesses say Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian rebels exchanged tank and artillery fire. And the people in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk districts find themselves squarely in the path of the advancing rebels who want to take back the territory they held at the beginning of the conflict last year. Many local residents are worried and afraid, as we hear now from VOA's Al Pessin, who reports from the town of Popasno.
At City Hall, workers prepare plastic sheeting to patch damaged windows and roofs and worry about the rebel advance.
I'm scared, very scared, but what to do? We're leaving. We don't have any place to go, so we live and work. We work under shelling. It's scary, but still.
A statue of Lenin still presides in the Popasna city square, and the winter gloom seems to accentuate the mood. Part of a story with geopolitical implications is playing out here. And whatever their political leanings, local residents feel profound change may be coming again to their once ordinary town, where not long ago no news was made at all. Al Pessin, VOA News, Popasna, Ukraine.
And host Australia taking on South Korea in the Asian Cup final today in a blockbuster clash between two of the region's heaviest heavyweight teams.
That's the latest world news from VOA.